The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got a lot of gambling to talk today. A lot of fun talk today. Let's just do it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the master. You want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in, and it's a Thursday.
Thursday, Fred.
Happy Thursday to you, my friend. What the hell's going on?
It's almost Friday when it's Thursday.
Did you know that? I like that. I'm looking
it's
forward.
It's the day before the day.
Well, you know
before
what?
Before the weekend.
You know what tomorrow is, too, besides Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Beaumont Day.
Beaumont Day.
Luke. Yeah. We're going to be at Luke's tomorrow, so it's always a party.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
How's your day been?
Okay.
Better than Zeke Elliott's?
Better than Zeke Elliott's.
Yeah.
Better than Louis C.K.
Better than Louis C.K. Better than that that potential senator in Alabama.
Yeah.
His name? Rob Moore?
Yep. Better than his.
He's winning, by the way, isn't he?
I can't imagine that's going to hold up. He was winning like up until this happened, but, I mean, you can't really – and he's like not come out and – completely denied the allegations that he sexually assaulted a 14-year-old.
Jesus.
So until he does that, I would say that, you know, he's probably not going to be a senator. It's usually
I don't
not
know. Isn't that a requirement? Aren't you supposed to have sex with your interns at least?
Yeah, but I think no one's supposed to find out. They found out about him.
Okay.
So that's not good. It's not good. I did most of my prep on the road today.
Yeah.
I was my wife drove. Thank the good Lord, because I don't like to wake up early and then drive.
You're against that?
You know, I don't like to wake up early. Period.
Right.
But we got up early and shipped the kids off to school, and then my wife and I drove to Austin and cashed in a lot of our Yeti prizes from the barbecue tour. We couldn't cash them all in because we still have to hit Franklin, but they were saying the Yeti was apparently running out of those soft side coolers.
Yeah.
And those are like $350 a piece. And we were like, well, we're at least getting that. So we drove and picked those up and picked up all our other stuff, like a bunch of the big cups and all that stuff that we had won.
So you Yeti'd it up is what you
did. We Yeti'd it up, and then we ate some barbecue on the way out of town.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And Franklin will be open again here pretty soon. So
yeah, next week. I'm going to, as soon as they open and they start taking online orders, we're going to put in an order that, because I'm not going to go wait in that line.
Right.
And we'll go pick it up, and then we'll go get the rest of our stuff from Yeti.
Nice. How much more is there to get?
There's the big, like the keg tub.
Yeah.
We've got two of those coming, and we've got two of the, just the full, like the hard side coolers.
All right, I'm just curious about things like this. How much would you guess you've invested in terms of gasoline and purchase of the food in this trip?
My guess is probably about $2,000.
Okay, and how much stuff are you going to get in the end?
Probably about the same. Like probably maybe a little over $2,000. But
see that
we also got all that meat.
Right, that's a win-win.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming definitely. Out on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, like my kids, I got to take my kids to a lot of parts of Texas, and my wife for that matter, because she's not from here. So they saw a lot of parts of the state that they'd never seen before.
And there's some cool parts of this state.
There's
too.
Some crappy parts that I took them to see.
There's some very crappy parts.
I took them to Amarillo. I took them to Brownsville. Crappy. You know, yeah.
So, but they also got to go to the Hill Country.
They did.
Yeah. And there's a lot of cool places there.
Yes.
So. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And we'll have Christopher Harris at 4:30 to talk fantasy football. We had to kind of bag him last week because there was something going on in the city.
Yeah. A little, kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
There was no time for Christopher Harris or the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, last week.
Yeah, unfortunately. But Brad Powers, 5:30, will join us as well to do college football. And we'll see where his head's at this week. And otherwise, it'll be just kind of a normal, fun Thursday show where everybody's okay. In a good mood.
Those are good.
So I did get an email today from somebody who was kind of chastising me for telling Bad Texter to go drive off the freeway. I had to explain very nicely, and I know some people may be new to the show. I don't really want people to go drive off the freeway. I'm not really saying, hey, I wish your dad had worn a condom. I don't really mean that. I just, like, every now and then like to take stuff like that and try to be funny.
Make a joke.
Make a joke out of it. It honestly, and I think the people who do it are trying to get you to do that. Some of them are just have issues.
Oh, well, if they die, they die, friend. You can't worry about that.
I know, but I just want to make it clear that if you're new to the show, sometimes we tend to kid around here a little
bit. Are you
bit.
Doing that because this guy is, that guy in Boston is under fire about the Roy Halladay thing?
No, I'm not, but I have to say, he's gotten a lot of attention for saying that.
He has. I don't know. I don't really understand what he's in necessarily trouble for.
Well, You know, we always talk about, I never really get mad at somebody who's trying to be funny.
But okay. I don't think he was even trying to be funny.
No, I think he was giving his opinion on it.
And his opinion is, well, he's a moron and he doesn't feel sorry for him. He feels horrible for his family.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Dead people, your sympathy does them no good. Like, oh, I feel so bad for Roy Halladay. That doesn't help Roy Halladay now.
No.
Like, so basically he was just saying that the guy was not behaving in a responsible manner, and it bit him in the ass. So I don't know why that guy's in so much trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not looking to take any of his heat off of him because I don't need to deal with that.
No, I'm not going to. Oh, I agree.
Yeah. But I said something similar. Like, I just said, that's why I would never fly in one of those little planes. It's stupid. I'm not surprised that he died. It sucks that he died. Well, he seemed like a good guy. He's a good pitcher, and he has a family. That bums me out. But
you also have to be a little bit more responsible when you're doing something like that. I guess here's the example I would give. If I die in a car accident going 65 miles an hour, going the speed limit, and somebody comes over and hits me and knocks me into a rail and I die, that sucks. I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm dead. But if I'm driving 130 and weaving in and out of traffic and trying to be Mario Andretti,
or
and
you're
I crash,
like you're trying to drive in reverse on 59, yeah. Like yeah. You're in Fast and Furious,
yeah, exactly. If I'm trying to be,
that's who's that on? That's on
I'm
you.
I'm trying to be
bro.
Paul Walker.
That's on you.
Then, and I would expect to be made fun of on this show.
Well, yeah, you probably would be.
Yeah, I know. So, in that case, I don't really get why it became such a big story, but. Is that what it takes to get national pub?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I don't need that pub, but he definitely got it.
Yeah.
Like, they're saying he's an idiot and all that. I mean,
I don't know about that.
I don't know that that's necessary, you know, when you're discussing. I don't know if you have to go there, but he was definitely irresponsible. And yeah, it's one of those, I don't want to say, it's not quite like suicide.
No.
Like where it's basically all on you, but if you're doing something that is irresponsible and you die doing it, I mean, you're not going to get the same amount of tears as if, you know, you're sitting around minding your own business and a truck runs over you, like inside your house.
How about this? What the hell is that?
Is that Barry?
The hell is that?
No, Charlotte found out what Beth gave away on the show yesterday. She got disgusted.
Oh, what'd she give away? Oh, we can't tell, huh? It's a secret.
Yeah, it's a secret. She's giving it to us.
Okay.
But it's hard for me to feel, like I said, I feel terrible for his family, but think about this. Let's say you learned how to snowboard for the first time.
Okay.
And you've been doing it for a day, and you decide to have a helicopter drop you off on the top of the mountain, and something happens. Shocker. how sorry am I supposed to feel for you?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's just one of those where you say, okay, not wise, guys. But 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. I'm kind of curious what the people think about that. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and call a guy a moron and stuff like that. I think maybe that's, you know, that's probably what set people off. But, yeah, the reality is, yeah, I, needless deaths because somebody's being stupid, I have a lot less sympathy for. Deaths that don't need to happen. Or even injuries that don't need to happen.
Nick says, did I miss something with Halliday? Was he doing something stupid besides flying a tiny plane? He was flying a tiny plane and apparently like trying to be like a stuntman pilot, like doing loop-de-loops and things like that.
And flying like 5 feet over the water and then doing things like that. And the weird thing about it is, I mentioned this yesterday, the plane itself is designed to be, it's like at this, where it has its own parachute. So if you have problems in the air, the plane basically parachutes itself. So it's really set up to be very safe. So
unless you're safe.
Right, unless you're doing something like flying 10 feet over the water and lose control of the plane.
Right.
It's hard to hurt yourself.
Fred, my car has all the safety features. It's got a lot of airbags. But I also like to jump from a ramp on the ground up onto a roof and then go over the roof and onto my neighbor's house in my car. That's when all your airbags and stuff, it doesn't matter. You're just an idiot. Like you're going beyond what you should be doing with your vehicle. And it's just not safe. I mean, I'm sad the guy died because I was a fan of his.
And so was I, and watched him with the Jays for many years. And
yeah, it's a bummer when anybody dies young and has a young family specifically. Yeah. But
and I'm not going to start insulting him for doing this, but on the other hand, it's kind of like, boy, I kind of wish he'd been a little bit more responsible.
Yeah.
And thought about those things before he started trying to be a stunt pilot. And I mean, how many years are those guys trained to be stunt pilots?
Exactly.
I mean, all right.
I just didn't understand why that guy in Boston's in so much trouble.
I think it was just the way he said it. I've just read it.
I haven't heard the way it came across, like heard his voice say it.
Yeah.
I've just read it, and it doesn't seem like he said anything out of line, but
I think it's the way he did it because it's not all that much different than what we're saying right now. It's just it was the, you know, he's a moron and all that kind of stuff.
That's unnecessary. Yeah. But he was irresponsible.
Definitely. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tim said it was the plane crash sound effects were bad.
Yeah, I didn't hear, like I said, I didn't hear it, so I only read the story about it. That's probably not a good look.
That's way over the top. Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Curtis wants to weigh in on this, so let's let Curtis weigh in on it. What's up, Curtis? Curtis.
Hello?
Yep, you're on. Go.
Hey now.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Long, long time listener. Second time caller. Love your guys' show. You guys are killing it.
Thanks, man.
But I just wanted a quick comment on what you guys were just discussing about the Boston media guy and Roy Halladay. And I kind of agree with you guys to the sense. It's not necessarily about what he was talking about, but it's the tone and the way he talked about it. You know, he kind of, I believe I listened to it, and he made a comment of saying, I don't ski, and if I ask someone to jump out of a, for me to jump out of a helicopter and go ski down the steep hill, what do you think's going to happen? So he goes, I'm going to get what I do. And so if you're going to do what Roy Halladay did, you deserve that as well. And so I understand the message that he was trying to get across, but I think it was the tone in which he said it and the way he said it that...
Yeah, like I said, I haven't heard it. I haven't heard the audio of it. I just saw what he said in written form, and it didn't seem like that big of a deal. So,
well, but with the way people are describing it, that's
yeah,
that's clown.
So maybe stuff. I should have actually listened to it before I even said anything about it. It's just the way it just came up kind of organically. It wasn't even on my list of topics to discuss today.
Yeah, which is usually the case with the show. Things just sort of pop up, which happens, but. Yeah, I didn't even know he used the same analogy of going down the mountain.
Yeah.
So, but reality is, yeah, I'm sad about it, and it's a shame. And, you know, you don't want a guy to go do that, but you're not asking for it. I don't know if you're asking for it. It's just still a tragic accident.
Yeah.
But it is one of those that the more you find out about it, you're like, man, I just hope he wasn't drinking. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. 713-780-ESPN. 713 says, another thing, I think people were upset that he hadn't been dead for 24 hours. His family didn't need to see headlines of some radio guy in Boston calling their late husband and father an idiot. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's fair. But again, if somebody dies doing something that they know is dangerous and they die doing it, it's... What's the right word for that? I don't think idiot's the right word,
I don't think moron's the right word either. I think,
there's something. I mean, there is a word for that. There's got to be a word for it.
I think irresponsible is kind of the word. And it's funny because how you say something can change the meaning of anything, and I think that's one of the things that gets lost sometimes because a lot of what people do and what we do is they'll see something in print and say, oh, I can't believe it. Then you go back and listen to it, and it's like, oh, that really wasn't that bad. It's like the Dion Romo thing. When you read it, it looks like, damn, Dion's lighting him up. But then when you listen to it, you can hear in his voice that the whole thing's, that he's pretty much joking with him. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that I think gets forgotten, or people pull one word out and say, oh, look, you know, and instead of, well, maybe I should actually look at it in context. And hey, we do that sometimes, and I always try to, and if it turns out to be different than what I thought, I'll tell you. It's like, well, okay, now that I've heard it in context, not the same thing. So.
Yeah, I'm listening to it right now, and I'm about halfway through it. It's about 11 minutes, so I'll cut it up, and we'll go play it on the show. But it's basically what you guys said in the first segment, except he's a little bit more animated, and yeah.
Ryan uses the word reckless.
Reckless isn't bad.
That's a good word.
That's a very good word. D. Trent.
But like, is someone whose dad just died or husband just died? Are they going to feel okay if you call their deceased loved one reckless?
If my loved one just
died recklessly.
I wouldn't be reading it in the newspaper.
Yeah, who's listening to the – yeah, I doubt Roy Halladay's wife is like, oh, I got to tune into Boston Sports Talk to see what they're saying about my husband. Mm. But she's probably heard about it now.
Right. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. So people say this is just kind of what that guy does. So I don't want to hear 11 minutes of this guy, to be honest with you.
No, I don't need it either. But
so,
well, what are you going to do? It's not our problem.
Yeah.
Again, I hate to – as someone who has been in plenty of trouble for things I've said on the air, I don't think anyone should get in trouble for their opinion, even if it offends someone. Like that person, I don't know. It's an opinion. It may be an offensive opinion, and maybe they're – I don't like – it just seems weird for someone to be in trouble over saying what he thinks. Everyone has a right to listen or not to listen, I suppose. But
yeah. But the reality is there's a lot of times – well, there have been times when we've done stuff and I've thought, okay, this might be too much.
Yeah, I've never thought that until after the fact when I'm in the GM's office.
There have been a couple times where I thought, okay, this might be going a little over the top, but let's do it anyway and see what happens. And actually probably more than once. And in every instance, most instances, it probably wasn't too far. Sometimes maybe it was. But yeah. if it's borderline, I'm like, well, just go for it. Because if it goes too far, it goes too far. We'll come back later and say, okay, we went too far. Damn, sorry.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Andrew, go. We'll do one more on this.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports, Andrew.
I'm not sure. I'm not supposed to be on the phone right now at work, but anyways.
You don't need that job.
I want to put in my thoughts about how, you know, people do irresponsible, stupid things, and then they died. What do you really say to them? Well, if you look at a lot of wrestlers nowadays, they do steroids and stuff like that, and they have heart attacks. I mean, what do you say to them, you know, like Eddie Guerrero? I mean, they knew what they were doing, but at the end, it's kind of like still sympathy for them. You still feel sympathy and sad because they died. But in the end, it's like they knew what they were doing, they injected themselves and whatnot, and they knew, and with the long run, what happened to them.
Yeah, like I was thinking about that too, like, if, you know, celebrities who overdose, I always find myself, well, I mean, I feel bad for their families. I feel bad for their loved ones. But can I feel bad for you for being dumb enough to, like, mix uppers and downers or do a whole mountain of coke? I don't know if I can feel sorry for you. I don't know if I can feel sorry for you if you, like, roid rage yourself out of your mind. Like, I don't have that in me. Like, if you do something to yourself, it's hard for me to feel, like, super sorry for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean you're not sad over it.
Yeah.
I don't like to...
Like I said, I feel bad for, in that case of Eddie Guerrero, I feel bad for Eddie Guerrero's family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bummer. But, you know, Eddie Guerrero, he probably knew that was a risk of what he was doing. Hmm. You know what I mean?
713-780-ESPN. Somebody said, you know, if AJ breaks his neck and dies in an MMA fight, is he an idiot? Well, for what? First off, we're not calling the guy an idiot, so don't put words in our mouth. And second off, if AJ were to suddenly jump in with Derek Lewis in an MMA fight,
well, which by the way, when I'm in an MMA fight, there's doctors at cage side. It's a state sanctioned event. You know, there's you do medical tests, you get a physical before you fight. Like they go up and down to do everything they can to make that a safe event. But of course, anything can happen. It's just like a football game. If a guy dies during a football game, you know, I don't feel like that's not something that's necessarily self-inflicted. He's playing a sport and a tragedy happened. That's tragic. Lynn Bias dying, I have a hard time saying that's a tragedy because Lynn Bias did that to himself. You know what I mean? Roy Halladay, you're talking about flying up. Like, he's a hobbyist plane guy, and he's flying a plane like he's Luke Skywalker, you know, trying to slide through that crack in the Death Star. You can't do that. I was going to make a Force joke, but I'll just leave it at that.
Well, let's say you own a Death Star and it's not in great shape anymore.
Trade it in. Just give it away. Donate it.
To Texans Can Academies. And it could be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, an RV, a tractor, anything that's got an engine, anything that doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It can be running. It can be not running. It can be new, whatever. Doesn't matter. They'll take it. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork for you. And your donation is tax deductible. And the cool thing about it is, if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, $50 Visa gift card on top of everything else. And you're doing a great thing, because that money goes to Texans Can Academies. And then these schools, they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. Some of them had to get jobs to support their families. Some of them had trouble getting there. Getting to school, so they get them bus passes. So they work around all that, and so many of these kids go on and do great things, and that's why you need to make that donation. Be the latest Blitzer to do it. You guys have stepped up big in the last month. Keep stepping up. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink. Go to culturemap.com. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You know, make an observation about old people real quick. They love to talk on the phone. And does it make me a bad person? I'm just like, listen, just email me. I'll get to it when I can. I don't want to take 5 minutes out of my day to do something that I could do in 30 seconds on email or text. Does that make me a bad person?
By having a phone conversation?
Yes.
Oh, I try to avoid phone conversations at all costs. I don't know why anybody doesn't just send you a text.
Well, that's the thing.
Most people who are calling you at this day and age, they're bothering you.
Well, there's times when you need to have a conversation. But I always text somebody and say, hey, can you talk for 2 minutes? But it's and especially since kind of dealing with this website, I've got a couple writers that just I really need to talk to you on the phone. No, you don't.
Oh, boy.
Just send me an email, and we'll do it that way. We got Christopher? Awesome. Well, we do like to talk to Christopher Harris. He runs Harris Football.
We'll take his call.
Yeah, at Harris Football. And I'm not talking about phone calls for the show. I'm talking about personal calls
when people call your cell phone.
Yeah, which, regardless. What's up, Christopher? How are you, man?
I haven't talked to anybody on the phone since, like, 2008.
It's weird, right? It says as he sits there on his phone. It's fair. Chris, obviously the big news now, I feel like this is the big news for maybe the third or fourth week in a row, but it looks like this time, for real, Zeke Elliott won't play this week. And, Alfred Morris has been sort of the hot name, but the more and more news comes out of Dallas, Rod Smith, can you tell us anything about him and what kind of opportunity he may have?
I mean, the honest answer to that question is no, I can't, but I can try my best. I mean, I think I remember in college, not a really ever starter or halfback himself. He's kind of like, it feels like to me, part of his DNA is fullback. He's a bigger guy for sure. You may be right. I mean, it's funny because I feel like I exist inside of this echo chamber where, because somebody 2 weeks ago said something about Alfred Morris, it gets bounced around so much to the point where we all talk ourselves into, well, of course it's Alfred Morris. And everybody else is in second place. And we don't know that. We literally have no idea. And if anything, Rod Smith has the advantage of kind of being the bright, shiny object that we haven't seen, that right. We don't know anything about. And so, like, I think he's He's more of a big guy, a straight-ahead bulldozer type. He's not really even a one-cut runner from what I could tell, you know, piecing together, not ever really having seen him in an NFL game in any meaningful stretch. I think he's absolutely worth adding because I don't know. I don't know how they're going to deploy them at all. The way this, for me, is going to go probably is they're going to throw them all against the wall, and whoever happens to stick against Atlanta has a chance of sticking for a long time.
How much does this impact the other guys on the Cowboys? Does this change your opinion of Dak this week or anybody else in their lineup?
So, I mean, I actually did raise Dak in my ranks from number two to number one among quarterbacks. So I already really liked him, and I do really like him. I just think he's great. I think Zeke Elliott is an extraordinary talent. He's been in a great situation, but I think he himself is an extraordinary talent who would be great in another system, whereas these other running backs, I kind of don't think so. And so I don't think you're going to be able to just give the ball to Zeke in a situation where you need 3 yards no matter what, where they can just do that with Zeke and he gets it. And so I think they're going to have to rely more on the passing game. I think what benefits the most here is the passing game. Of course, there are extenuating circumstances there too, right? Because the left tackle is probably not going to play, and Dez Bryant we're not sure about. A lot of stuff in flux. It's going to be a pretty new team for about 6 weeks.
What are your thoughts on the running back situation in Miami now with Jay Ajayi gone? Kenyon Drake and Damian Williams both, I think they split targets evenly. What are your thoughts on who's the better side of that committee going forward?
So the way I have them ranked right now is still the coward's way out. They're basically side-by-side, like outside the top 30.
Okay.
But if you're just, you know, let's just try to put our hats on and see into the future. Like, so Kenyon Drake has always been the more heralded prospect, was one of the top recruits coming out of high school going to Alabama, never really, he had a really bad injury at Alabama, and then otherwise sort of had a bunch of nagging injuries, never could assert himself in front of the guys around him at Alabama, and came in last year and had a chance to really take over that job. We forget, you know, Arian Foster can't do it, and for one game, they looked at Kenyon Drake, and then they went, no, it's you, Ajayi. Feels to me like Drake is the one with the explosive upside as a player. It just feels to me like there's something missing. I kind of think that by the end of the year, we're going to be looking at Drake in more of a supplemental role and Damian Williams as the lead, maybe 60-40 lead. Nobody's really a lead anymore. But he's still fast. He still has some lateral quickness. He's not quite the same level of athlete, but he catches it really well, and I feel like he goes where you're supposed to go. He doesn't bounce everything outside, and I think that's to be valued in that Miami offense.
You know, I'm a sad Bills watcher, and the Kelvin Benjamin addition was interesting to me, but the more I thought about it, Kelvin Benjamin doesn't seem like the kind of guy that Tyrod Taylor generally is going to be looking to. He's a big body, nice. He stretches the field some, but do you think that that Kelvin Benjamin's arrival more opens up the opportunities for some of the other guys that are already there, the LeSean McCoys and Charles Clays and Jordan Matthews working out of the slot, than it does maybe do anything for Kelvin Benjamin's value?
Well, this week it's rough because he's going to see probably a fair amount of Marshawn Lattimore, and Lattimore's a stud. And I'm not crazy about Benjamin this week, but I kind of do. I feel like he almost made a lateral move. Like he went from one quarterback who doesn't read a lot of progressions, who has a nice big arm, who gets out of the pocket, who doesn't have great throwing accuracy, to another one. And I guess it, you know, for weeks and weeks we kept saying, I wish Charles Clay were playing because they need somebody in the middle of the field to just sort of catch the ill-thrown Tyrod Taylor passes. And now it feels like that's what Kelvin Benjamin is right at the moment when Charles Clay's coming back. So maybe they have two of those guys. But I'm not as maybe worried as you are. Like, Kelvin Benjamin already was a bit of a roller coaster ride, even in Carolina. It's he doesn't do anything fast, really. He's just sort of big. He boxes out defensive backs, and that seems like it travels okay, and it also seems like it's what a quarterback with not great throwing accuracy needs. But this week, I don't love it.
How much are we respecting Denver's defense these days? Is it enough to drop any of the Patriots down in your rankings at all?
That's such a great question. I, they, you know,
I hate the whole thing when people go, a team quit, a defense quit, anybody quit. Like, nobody quits, because if you quit in the NFL, you you get run over, you get hurt, you break bones. But there was a fair amount of resignation, let's say. And I mean, that's the resignation's a funny way of saying quit. Like, it wasn't good against Philly. There were definitely plays where J.J.'s long touchdown, like, there were guys who weren't chasing. I watched those all 22s. There just seems like a mutiny. You know, if you just want to put a, I'll put a dumb label on it. It seems like the defense hates the offense. And I, if you can't get up for Tom Brady and shutting up Patriot fans like me in national TV, like, you're never going to get up. So I think there's more pride maybe than they showed last week. I'm not going to get away from using Brady in a fantasy league ever, and it doesn't sound like we're going to have Chris Hogan in that game. And, it, you know, it's tough for me to say, oh, don't use Brandon Cooks. I mean, it's a rough matchup. Aqib Talib's probably going to bounce him a bunch. But I'm going to use Gronk. I'm going to use Cooks. And then the running backs, well, I don't think it matters who the opponent is for the Patriot running backs. They're going to make you crazy no matter what.
Christopher, what if you were dumb enough to sort of draft Ben Roethlisberger and then stick with him all year? Is it worth taking a look at picking up Teddy Bridgewater for 2 or 3 weeks down the road, or is that just you want to wait and see what happens with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the league. It depends on the format. I mean, if there are a lot of quarterbacks available in your league, like the bottom 10 or 15, or, you know, whatever, you know, most people own one, maybe some people own two, I'd probably wait, because we have to remember, while I like Bridgewater a lot as an NFL quarterback, I mean, he was never a gold mine fantasy-wise for sure. So, you know, sort of the check down guy, the relaxed, you know, like, he'll scramble out of bounds, he'll punt, you know, that the old Alex Smith theory of quarterbacking. Hey, if you're going to hold on to Big Ben this long into the season, through his bye week, my goodness, play him against the Colts. Let's just see. I mean, I don't imagine he's thrown it 40 times, but Antonio Brown sure has a nice history in Indianapolis. I'm remembering that Thanksgiving game from last year where it was not competitive. There was no Andrew Luck. I'm playing Big Ben this week, gosh darn it.
Yeah, I figure if he doesn't do it this week, he's not doing it.
Here you go.
Are my days of counting on Buck Allen as a nice flex option over with Danny Woodhead coming back?
You know, it's another usage question that I wish, you know, I think anybody who says they know what anybody plans on doing with players before we actually see it is sort of full of hot air. But if Woodhead really is able to come back, and it sounds like he's able to practice, you know, Baltimore's on bye this week, that does feel like, at the very least, it complicates it. I think it's probably been too simplistic to say, oh, Buck Allen only plays on passing downs and Alex Collin plays on running downs. Like, I saw plenty of Buck Allen in short yardage last week, and I saw Alex Collins on passing downs. But I just think throwing another name in the hopper just sort of ruins all of them, right? I mean, 2 weeks ago, every radio gig I did, everybody wanted to say, why are you still on Alex Collins? You know, why don't you believe in Alex Collins after that crazy Miami game? And now people are like, oh, okay, well, it turns out he's not good. And I think probably the reason to be most interested in Woodhead is not really to do with the role, just that he's probably the best player of the three.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, runs harrisfootball.com. Follow him on Twitter, @HarrisFootball. And Christopher, tell all the people about your podcast and the website and everything that you do every week.
You just did such a good job. That's exactly right. So check out Harris Football. I do have a podcast. 5 days a week I talk fantasy. 1 day a week we then do a sixth podcast a week where we handicap the games against the spread. And I think if people want looking for another podcast for the rotation, it's a pretty fun one.
All right. Christopher, we will talk to you again next week, sir.
Thank you for having me on, you guys.
All right. Guys, you need some holiday cash? Of course you do. Everybody does, right? You know where to get it. MyBookie, place to score some serious cash on your sports. Believe it or not, the holidays just around the corner. I mean, I was seeing Christmas ads last week. And while that means plenty of parties, gifts, and spending, it also means there's lots of football, basketball, college basketball's cranking up, hockey, horses, everything you could score big on every day. So it's time to play like the pros on game day. Money line, side total, whatever. They've got everything for you at MyBookie. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. If you want to make money betting on the games, you got to go to mybookie.ag. It's the only site I use anymore. And I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out yourself. Fastest payouts in the business. They have odds on every matchup on a mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate your offer. That's right, promo code FRED. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's mybookie.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. A couple of things from Twitter. Ike was asking, can somebody please explain to me what's going on with Terrell Pryor? I wish I knew. I'd ride that one out, though. I think at some point they're going to figure out how to use him. Then Mr. Irrigation, getting back to the topic we were talking about.
Which was?
The whole death thing. He's like, how about Tony Stewart killing the guy who stupidly walked onto the track in an open wheel race? To me, that's a different level of dumb. You don't get out of a car in the middle of a race. That's just like, hey, you know what, AJ? I'm going to walk across 59 tonight.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's just dumb. That's different. I don't think this was dumb. I just think you should have been more careful. But that might be in the sports deaths. That dude is top five all time stupidity. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And Foster was asking, if undefeated Miami and Clemson meet in the ACC championship and Miami win, should they be in the playoffs?
Yeah,
they'll be in. If they this is a thing. I know,
go undefeated and you beat Clemson. Yeah,
you're going. I still think if Wisconsin goes undefeated, they'll find a way to get them in.
I think so too.
And
although. Now, here's the real question.
To me, that one's less likely than Miami, but I think there's a chance.
Here's the real question. Let's say Wisconsin is undefeated, Miami's undefeated, and then you've got a one-loss Georgia and a one-loss Notre Dame.
Then it's going to be interesting.
Who goes home?
I think Wisconsin would go home.
Even undefeated?
Even undefeated. Because look at it this way. Well, I don't know. You know what? It might depend on who wins out of Georgia and Alabama.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying assuming Alabama beats Georgia.
But let's say Georgia beats Alabama.
And you've got a one-loss Alabama?
And you've got a one-loss Alabama. I think they're in. But you've also got a one-loss Notre Dame whose only loss is to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would get in over Wisconsin.
Okay. What about it?
Here's the thing, though. It can't happen because Notre Dame plays Miami. So you're not going to have both those scenarios. You see what
that's
I'm saying?
True. Okay.
So that's why I'm not...
One of them's going to be knocked out of contention altogether.
Right, whether it's Notre Dame or Miami. Because the one-loss Miami's not going to get there unless there's a bunch of two-loss teams, which could still happen. I mean, a lot could happen.
But there still could be a one-loss Oklahoma or a one-loss TCU left out. That's still a possibility.
Yeah, that's still a possibility. More likely a one-loss TCU than a one-loss Oklahoma because TCU's schedule
because Oklahoma has that Ohio State win.
Yeah.
But
see, I think that's going to wind up cannibalizing itself. I think TCU is going to... I think those two teams are going to split. They're going to wind up playing in that bogus championship game, and they're going to wind up splitting, and it's going to knock them out.
That could happen.
But I think it's going to sort itself out. But I'd say there's no way Miami would miss if they won out. No way.
An unbeaten Miami. Who would have a win over Clemson and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
No, they won't. They won't miss out. Now, let's get to what the likelihood is of that happening. I think very low.
Well, I think you think Notre Dame is going to crush them this week.
I do.
Which keeps Notre Dame in the conversation. And I think if they – because that'll be a big win for them. And their Michigan State win looks a lot better.
Yep. Especially if Michigan State wins again this week, which I don't think is out of the realm of possibility.
They're a ridiculous
ridiculous underdog.
It's absurd.
In that game.
I don't understand it. There's a couple of large underdogs that I will be riding this weekend.
You gonna money line them?
I'll probably throw a little on there.
Well, we'll go over those again in the 6 o'clock hour.
Same as TCU.
TCU to me, it's funny. We do that little pick five each week that we do with Eric,
mm-hmm.
and I have four college games, and I think I have the dog in all of them but one, and I actually like the dog to win all three of them.
I picked five college games. I picked Georgia. No, I picked Notre Dame and four dogs to cover.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame's the only favorite I took.
So,
yeah. Took Iowa State.
I think it's going to be a doggy week.
TCU.
One of my favorite plays this week, Fred, Mississippi State catching over 14 against Alabama.
Interesting.
Mississippi State with they played like crap last week, almost lost to UMass. But that's what happens when you play one of those teams in the middle of your schedule.
Classic trap game
that
for them,
always
too.
Happens.
Yeah.
And Alabama, for the way their schedule is working out, this isn't as important of a game to them as last week was. So, and it's a road game, catching two touchdowns at home, Mississippi State. That's a pretty good team.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get
your favorite kind of wood,
summer wood.
That's right,
exactly. And you know what? The best thing about it is you don't have to spend a lot of money there. You don't want to spend $60 on one of those pills, right? Because that's ridiculous. And that's what some of you guys are having to pay. And there's nothing wrong with using them. If it helps you out, that's great. But why would you spend $60 for it when you can go to Summerwood Pharmacy right here in Houston? It's a better solution. They're going to mail it wherever you want. And if you want to keep it discreet, they got you covered. And you're getting the same active ingredient. And it's basically going to be around $10 a pill. And the cool thing about it is it's got that sildenafil, which is a fraction of the cost of Viagra. And if you already have a prescription, just call your doctor and tell them to switch it over to Summerwood Pharmacy. You're going to save a bunch of money. And if you're thinking about getting a prescription, then go to your doctor and tell them, hey, I want to go to Summerwood Pharmacy. Give them a call, 281-225-4300. They'll mail it to you free of charge the next day. 281-225-4300, or you can visit myedrx.com. Dealing with it is just a lot easier than talking about it. So here's an easy, affordable solution right now. Talk to your doctor about sildenafil. They will help you out at Summerwood Pharmacy. 281-225-4300. That's Summerwood.
Pressure to take. I felt this way before. So insecure.
ESPN 97.5.